Groups are rallying in Helena today to push for action on climate change, wildlife, public lands, and more. Two bills in their sights are designed to lay the groundwork for a clean energy future. Senate Bill 189 would establish a carbon tax and use the money for property tax relief. State Senator Dick Barrett, who introduced the bill, says it would limit nearly every Montanan's property tax to 2.25% of their income. Barrett says the bill is more limited in scope than other carbon tax proposals in the region, but could play a big part in the climate change fight.
The idea is that this will push us in the direction of lowering carbon emissions and therefore lowering the climate impact.
SB 189 would charge $10 per ton of carbon emitted by large electricity generators, but also offer those companies ways to offset their carbon emissions. Montana Conservation Voters host the event today, starting at St. Paul's United Methodist Church at 9:30 and moving to the old Supreme Court room in the Capitol to meet with lawmakers at noon. Other groups attending include Environment Montana, Forward Montana, and the Montana Environmental Information Center. The same groups also are watching SB 190, which sets emission reduction goals. Under the bill, emission levels would drop to 25% below 2010 levels by 2022, with the ultimate goal of zero emissions by 2050. Senator Mike Phillips, its prime sponsor, says the state needs to envision a whole new clean energy paradigm.
You can slice and dice this any way you want, but that is the essential future. The question is, how quickly does Montana embrace that future and move toward it on purpose? Whether we move on purpose or we get dragged along, that future is coming, and I don't think that it can be denied.
The Senate Energy and Telecommunications Committee holds hearings for both SB 189 and SB 190 on Thursday. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.